law enforcement tells us that roughly 25% of thefts involve cell phones, and that's increasingly because Americans obviously have 85% or so of Americans have cell phones. Half of those have smartphones that are increasingly more valuable and more subject to likely theft, and that's why it's a growing problem.
And these apparently are moneymakers for people who sell these phones on the black market?
Well, people get these phones to use them, and without paying for them, they get them to resell. They're increasingly valuable and increasingly a problem if yours is stolen, because it can lead to identity theft, it can lead to access to your bank account, not to mention the loss of the several hundred dollars worth of what you paid for the iPhone or the BlackBerry, the smartphone itself.
So what is your plan to curb the resale of stolen phones?
Well, it's already obviously a crime to steal a cell phone as it is anything else, but we want to federalize this so that if you steal a cell phone, and particularly a smartphone, and you alter the ID or you swap out the SIM card for reuse and for, you know, using it for various kinds of perhaps criminal purposes, like getting into people's personal information, bank account, all that, that it becomes we federalize that crime to make it a more serious crime and provide another disincentive for people stealing these.
Do you think that will be a deterrent?
Well, I think that when people see that it's a federal crime, not just a local misdemeanor, a state misdemeanor, some people probably are going to be a little more hesitant in one, stealing it, and second, either altering the information or using the information in another way, because they know law enforcement is increasingly able to track these thefts.
And do you have the votes, or can you amass the votes to pass this?
It's probably too early, because I don't think House and Senate members know enough about this yet. I've done some 200 roundtables around the state. I hear these stories because I'm in the state almost every week, and increasingly hear stories like this from people. I think when lawmakers begin to hear that from law enforcement and others, this is a growing problem, that support for the bill will grow.
U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown's Mobile Device Theft Deterrence Act of 2013 would add federal criminal penalties of up to 5 years in prison for those who tamper with the international mobile equipment identity numbers on cell phones in order to avoid detection. The Cincinnati Police Department says more than 400 cell phone thefts have been reported in the city so far this year, and 64 such thefts have been reported in Hamilton County townships. I'm Steve Hirschberg.